Hey, welcome to the Purposely Derailed podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Marrero Wilson, licensed social worker and author. Here we ride the track with all things mental health and get purposely derailed on the ways Christ is showing up in our lives. So if you think you've got it all together or crying out for grace, tune in with someone who's right there with you and let's get through it together. This is Purposely Derailed. Remember, you guys, we have our upcoming event that is our Journaling to Heal retreat. Healing is My Story, coming up May 31st from 5 to 10 p.m. at the venue in Springfield, which is 1295 Liberty Street in Springfield, Massachusetts. Tickets are available on www.beneaththehealing.com/events/healing-is-my-story. And tickets are on sale for $60. We are going to have a bunch of panelists there involved and being able to curate an event that focuses on the healing of the mind, body, soul, and spirit for full alignment through the expression of writing and journaling in all different aspects, right? So we are going to have a great time. It's going to be just a day of encounter and healing and support of one another. So please go ahead and get your tickets. There's only 35 tickets available right now. So definitely rush over, get over there and get those tickets. And I cannot wait to see you guys there. Thanks so much. And I will catch you at our event, Healing is My Story, the Journaling to Heal Retreat. Healing in Him, a 31-day journaling devotional. Day 12. Today's promise is discipline. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 through 8. Okay, so that can sound really heavy. The idea of discipline alone can sound pretty heavy, right? Especially in this gentle parenting trend that we see right now, which is a whole other conversation. But when we think about discipline, at least for me, I think about structure, right? I think about positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement. I am also a social worker, so that's probably why my head goes into those things. But I immediately go to all the different systems and supports that I can put in place to help myself, my kids, stay disciplined, right? And disciplined does not mean robotic, lack of fun, unable to enjoy things. No, actually. I think that when you're disciplined, you have a lot more control over the things that are within your control, and you can make better decisions, and you have strong time management, right? So we've been talking about perspective and when God reveals a preview to you and how can you embrace it and be willing to, you know, trust the fact that He is your provider and all provision comes through Him and relinquishing control around the how. And then how do you stay in that? How do you stay disciplined? Well, because I know one thing that I've learned is you can be on fire for God and you can dive in and you're like, yes, I am doing all the things. I am committed. And then somewhere it feels like the flame went out a little bit. Somewhere it feels like you need somebody to fan the flames, fan the smoke, be able to get that going again. And you might feel desensitized to it. You may feel like you're not seeing the results that you want right away. You may feel a lot of different things, right? I think about exercise. I am struggling so much when it comes to initiating a workout routine and staying consistent with it, right? I ideally cannot wait for the moment where I can invest in a personal trainer because I know for me, discipline is married with accountability. And accountability is married to with an accountability buddy. I need someone to really just support that journey for me. But also I struggle with fibromyalgia and endometriosis. So when I do a little bit of anything for too long, I get sore, stupidly sore and flared up. And so I don't want to just dive into something by myself and hurt myself. So, and I also can use that as a cop out sometimes where it's like, I almost won't even want to try because I'm too scared. Now, I used to dance for a long time, so staying in shape came from dancing, and I tell myself I just want to do that, but I can't keep up with the TikTok dances. And anyways, I digress. Discipline is a big part of working out. And you see results through consistency, but working out isn't enough. It's also diet. It's controlling your what you're putting into your body, right? So there's layers to that. And that's what our journey with God looks like, is if God is telling me I need to, and I'm just going to continue it on with the tithing, right? Because I think that it makes it make more sense, right? So if I have the goal to tithe, and in my brain, it was, okay, God, I'm going to just hustle my butt off until I make extra money, and then I'll be able to tithe out of my extra money. And God said, no, that's not how you can do it. You have to let it go, all of it, back down to nothing, and we're going to build you back up. And as we build you back up, you are going to start tithing because you are going to understand the sacrifice. And I didn't want to do it that way because I didn't want to have to build up to the full tithe because I knew I wasn't disciplined enough to do it. So when I went in, and I think I shared before that it was 10 weeks left of the year, and my husband and I planned to every pay period go up by 1%. That took discipline, right? And that was the only way we were going to make the goal. But I could have been fixated on the fact that it wasn't going to happen the way that I wanted it to happen, and as a result, not try to even initiate the process at all, and not even try to exercise discipline. So when we think about the prayer request, being able to accept rejection as a form of divine redirection is not an easy thing to do. We can doubt so many things in situations like that. Can you recall a time when you were working hard towards something just to have it pulled from under your feet? What was your immediate response to that? Have you found peace around it? Check in with your Father about that experience and ask for understanding on the outcome and express gratitude for His interceding. Share with Him what you took away from that experience. So if I were to apply this to what I was talking about right now in my tithing, accepting the fact that when I was so fixated on increasing incomes, I was just seeing the polar opposite. I would not have been able to embrace the perspective of divine redirection, because that's what God was doing. He was like, wait, no, not like that. Let me help you, please. Now you've already invited me in, so I'm gonna help you. I have to do it because you've already asked me to get involved, so I'm going to, but trust me. So that rejection of more money, was Him redirecting me, right? And it did not feel that way at first. It felt like He absolutely pulled the rug from under my feet. It was like, bro, what? I did this thing. I fell in faith, and oh my God, I feel like I'm falling on my face. And He said, it's gotta feel that way right now. But trust me, it's going to be so worth it. I promise you, right? We fall. We get hurt, right? I see people who like to do the, what you may call it? That's me snapping. When they summit mountains, that is hard, okay? And painful. And I'm sure you get some bumps and boo-boos, right? So, or you're learning to ride a bike and things like, there's things that you're willing to fall and get hurt. Right. So in this, if I invited God in, why wouldn't I be willing if I have to fall sometimes? Jesus fell. Why wouldn't I be willing? I am absolutely willing. So I fell and I did not like it. It was uncomfortable. I was angry. God wasn't mad at that. He's like, yeah, I get it. I get it. I showed you. I revealed to you a preview, and now you're trying to make sure that you're doing all you can in your power to help yourself to get there. But but I need you to understand it like this and change perspective and embrace that. And so now that you did and you see the plan, now I need you to stay disciplined with it. Please, please stay disciplined with it. Every pay period, just go up by 1%. Do not try to do more than that. And I promise you, you will reach your goal and you'll be able to maintain it and you will surpass it. Did I think that at that point in time? Absolutely not. I am in awe at the fact that we are able to do, to tithe the way that we can tithe. That's just all God, right? So going through this prayer request and this reflection, and I'm sure that there's times that we've all gone through it. We're like, okay, rejection is redirection. And when it's from God, it requires a change in perspective. It requires you embracing the discomfort. It requires you to say, okay, I got these wounds, but God, I'm going to turn them to you anyway. And I'm going to stay disciplined, but just tell me what I need to do. But heal my boo-boos because they hurt. So right now, as you are reflecting on this journey that you're on, and you know that there is moments that you're facing rejection and redirection, reflect on that with God. Reflect on what was your immediate response to those moments. Are you experiencing peace? Are you still in that emotional response? Check in with him about the overall experience. Ask him to help you understand the outcome. I'm still trying to understand it all. And it's been a little bit. But just be thankful that he got involved. Do you know what I mean? Like, he interceded. He was like, no. I'm not going to let you be deceived and think that that's how you're supposed to do this. No, I got you. I got you. Thank him for that. And share with him what you've taken away from that experience so far. All right, you guys. All right. I will catch you guys tomorrow for day 13. I almost got stuck with it. Day 13. And I think today is also, today is Mother's Day, right? I'm a mama. And if you're listening, you're a mama to fur babies, to real babies, to rainbow babies, to step babies, to adopted babies, to angel babies. Happy Mother's Day to you. And if you're not, and you aspire to be one day, and you dream of it, and even you felt like there's been moments that hasn't happened for you, trust God in that too. Because there's a purpose there. So trust God in that too. All right, you guys, I will catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Purposely Derailed podcast. For more information about me or about my books, Ollie the Calming Elf and Ellie the Meditation Elf, please visit my website at www.beneaththehealing.com. And remember, go out and live the best life that you can as it is in His will.